Okay, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, June 9th. It's a regular business meeting. It also includes a public hearing for the one zoning case, ZA-02-26. Call to order time will be 6:02.
6:03.
Call the roll, please.
Interim Chief Weldon, absent. Fiscal Officer Ross is absent. Trustee Wilkerson.
Present.
Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick is absent, and Assistant to the Fiscal Officer Fortunato is here.
Okay, if you'll please stand, if you can, and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next up, we're going to do the public hearing. Do you want to read that?
A public hearing scheduled for June 9th, 2026 by the Bethel Township Trustees, Miami County, for case ZA-02-26. A request from KFDR LLC in New Carlisle, Ohio, 45344, to amend the zoning resolution to split a half-acre parcel from an existing 15.283-acre parcel and rezone it from A2 to R1 AAA. Parcel address is 6445 U.S. 40, Tip City, Ohio. Per Bethel Township Zoning Resolution, Article 16A-2, Section 16.05, the minimum lot acre must be 20 acres. Per Article 8, R1 AAA, Section 5.05, the minimum lot area for a single-family dwelling with a public sewer system must be 1 acre. This was Miami County Parcel ID Number A01-046200.
Thank you. First up, we will have comments by the applicant. If you could state your name and everything for everybody.
Yeah, I'm Steve Landis. I'm here on behalf of KFDR LLC. I actually reside at 5635 Dayton Brandt. And what else?
If there's anything you want to say about your application or
in front of you, but I attached a sheet to or the application. I might just kind of go through that a little bit.
It's in that sheet is in here. If you guys look at your agendas, there's a package starting on page 6.
Yep.
7. The letter he's talking about is on 9.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's basically what I had to say. I did print out, because I have some copies here. The red line is the blue line, of course, is the existing.
That's in here too for you guys, okay. In the audience on page, bottom of page 9.
All right, this one may be a little bit different in color because at the zoning meeting, it was a little bit confusing to see the existing line. So the blue line is existing. Anybody else want to see a thing of this? Or you got it?
Don't see the colors.
So the red line would be proposed. Of course, we haven't had any zoning or anything done, but that is right at a half an acre, showing the red line. So, you know, our goal was to section this off just to separate it from KFDR, which owns the farmland all around it, and just to kind of get that off on the advice of our attorney, I guess, is one thing. So seemed like to go out there and do a full acre, really got into the farmland unnecessarily, especially as I noted there in this letter, a lot of the lots there are 0.23 acres. Now, that being said, most houses are built on two lots for 0.46, but it seems like it fits into the Brandt area there. One question that came up at the zoning meeting was the setback on the side yard setback to the east. and I think that needs to be 20 feet. And at that meeting, I stated that I thought it was barely 6 feet. I think that was incorrect. It's more like 16, if as I measure from the website there. To the west would be about 50 feet from the house. To the back, I'm not sure I have that to the back, but it would be 80 feet or so maybe. There was a question about the building on there. That's a 8x12, just a lawnmower shed, movable lawnmower shed. Yeah, so questions for me?
Yes, I have one. So the shed, how far is it off the rear property line?
And I'm going to say it's 5 feet. I think that's the regulation, and it's a little bit tough. It's kind of overgrown back there, but it looks to be 5 feet plus.
It's yeah, also I tried fairly, to measure it on the website, but the angle that it's at is...
Yeah.
I
was actually
difficult.
There, and I measured
yeah.
the shed, and
okay.
It's right at 5 feet. Now, that being said, I didn't locate the pin or anything, but there is a post behind there that kind of a remainder of an old corner post that looks to be intact.
So I have another question for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you said taking 1 acre would cut into the farmland. I'm a farmer, so I understand.
Yeah.
But my question would be, you also are going to have a variance for the lot size because it's not an acre. And then the variance for the road frontage. So would making it an acre help with that road frontage variance?
I'm not sure if I understand the question, but I guess as I, we had 100 feet across the front, and I think the regulation would be 200, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm not sure how to answer your question there.
So I'm just saying if you made that lot bigger, if it was twice as wide, then that
yeah.
would solve one of the variances. And
yeah.
it would actually solve two of the variances because it would also solve your acre.
Right.
So
yeah.
the only thing you'd have left at that point is the side setback, which is, that would be...
Yeah. That's kind of immaterial in my mind because that was done back in 1980-whenever.
The side setback?
Yeah, the east side setback.
Yeah, you're
yes.
grandfathered in until you go and change the property.
Okay.
Then you change the property, you got to meet some stuff.
Okay.
But so the other question though, I guess, kind of stands. If you made it an acre, it would solve the other two variances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just didn't feel like we wanted to give up that farmland. Takes kind of another good little chunk out of there.
And have you had a survey done with the new?
We have not. This is just something I did on the website. In other words, the red line that you're looking at there. I just did that and calculated the area just to show a proposed, but we would have to have a professional survey done should this go through. I thought we didn't want to get the cart ahead of the horse.
Did you have any questions?
No. You answered
John
my
all?
One. Yeah, you answered my one with the variance.
Okay. So next up will
But there'll still be one variance remaining.
There would
even
still
if
be
he
one.
Did the 1 acre.
Yes.
Yeah.
If we enforced it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to make him do that, but
right.
then it's non-compliant still
yeah.
forever. I mean, it's only 4 feet, so not to say they wouldn't turn it down. Okay, so did you have anything else? We're
no.
done with the questions. So.
Yeah, okay, no.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for answering. Next up, we will have comments by the public. Anybody have anything for, against, question? Okay, seeing none, we're going to close the public comments and close the public hearing. So later on, we'll have a vote on this by the trustees. Next up is staff reports. Have no deputy sheriff here today, or yet. They have shift change at 6, so sometimes they don't get here until a little bit later. Next up is the fire department report. Terry could not be here tonight. So, but he did provide the information, so you can see there, there's the runs. Mutual aid total was given 9 and received 7, and you can see them listed there. And then on the next page, he always gives us the total runs for the month. So for May, it was 47. Anything else you guys want to add to that? Okay, next up is the report from Planning and Zoning. Trustee Wilkerson, you want to say anything there?
Yeah, so we've been pretty busy trying to, we had the one case last month, well, this month, which was yours. And the Zoning Commission approved that 5-0. I won't bore you with all the other numbers on here. The big thing, did we talk in here? I didn't see the whole thing about the zoning, the text amendment updates and everything.
No, that is not in here.
Okay. So the big thing we've been trying to do with the zoning is to update the zoning code resolutions to reflect a lot more of the. The last time it was done was roughly 2015, 2016. There's a couple that are a little bit newer, but that's kind of generally around where the zoning code has been, had its last major overhaul, and we've been trying to go through and make some updates, so we're working through that right now. We submitted several to the county, but we're trying to figure out with them how we're going to get those reviewed, and then when we're going to have public hearings and that sort of stuff. So that's really been the focus of, I guess, the zoning, planning and zoning. As of late. I'll pause there for any questions. Any other comments?
Well, we put them in here last month, but just there are two cases on the agenda for the Miami County Planning Commission, and then that will be followed by our Zoning Commission on the 25th.
Okay.
So, and that is, I'll probably get these backwards. The first one is the proposed gas station on the corner of 202 and 40. And the next one would be the property on the corner of 40 and Wildcat, where it's zone has multiple zoning and he wants to make it all industrial. So those are the two cases coming up this month. If you want to come and give your opinion on those, the 25th, and then they come to the trustees on July 14th. We published the whole thing last month, so we didn't publish it again.
I got you. Okay. That's all I have.
Okay, report from the Township Administrator. That's me, I'm the Acting Township Administrator currently. We have 7 action items on the agenda tonight. The first is to consider the rezoning case and split that we just heard about. Next is a resolution declaring the Township's intent to place a fire and EMS levy on the ballot as a renewal. So it expires this year. It's a 3.9 mil levy, and it's just going to be a straight renewal, no increase in the millage, no new taxes. It would be the same as it was this year. And then following that are resolutions regarding regulating junk motor vehicles and nuisance conditions. Then a resolution to update our zoning fee schedule, which we have not done since, we think, 2017. I found a resolution in 2015, but it didn't match. I haven't found one in between there, but they were updated since then, so there must be some one somewhere. Not everything is online from back then. So, but we think 2017 was like the last time. And the problem is those fees are not covering the costs anymore. You know, we have to mail things and people have to spend their time. We're getting a new zoning guy starting the 22nd. So we're going to increase some of those fees. Then we have a resolution proposing amendments to the zoning resolution text. This is our third swing at this one to get it to the county. And the last is a resolution to record the electronic payments and warrants for May. That's all I have there. Trustee reports, did you have anything tonight?
I have nothing for you. So.
Yeah, I'm not going to add anything tonight either. We've been pretty busy doing lots of zoning. And waiting for the new zoning guy to start. So, financial reports. Did you want to talk anything about those?
Yep.
Okay. So we publish this every month for those of you that don't come regularly. The first is the credit card detail. So every month I go through the credit card and describe what we spent that money on, because it kind of gets hidden, if you will, on the credit card. I don't mean hidden, but it's, you know, you can't see the vendor, right? So I go through and just say what we put on the credit card last month. And then the next report is the receipts that we get for the month. We don't have to approve those or anything. Those, again, are just for transparency, so you can see what kind of money's coming into the township. And if you want a history, we do it every month, so you can just go back and look at the agendas or the minutes are online. Okay, next up we have, did you want to add anything to that? Public comments on items on the agenda. Is that our paper up there?
Oh, yes. No.
No, she does not want to comment.
I just put my name in case.
Okay. Okie dokie. Okay, next up is discussion items. So we have a request from Mr. McCoy, who has this zoning case to rezone the multi-zone property to 100% I-1. He wants to have food trucks the night of the zoning commission and the trustee meetings. Originally, he asked for Friendship Park, but he wants two or three of them, and I don't know. We talked about the parking. There's not very much parking over there. So now he has decided that he wants them here on this parking lot. And so I suggested a couple options. Well, one is I suggested he could get more parking by asking the church over there, because it's a new owner, so I don't know, but a lot of times they used to let us use their parking lot when we were doing events at Friendship Park. So that would have provided additional parking had he wanted to continue to do it at Friendship Park. But the problem is two or three food trucks take up virtually all the parking that's there, because you can't park at the yard. So the other option I suggested was to maybe ask the school, because they do have food trucks at events from time to time, and they have plenty of parking, and it's right up the road. But his comment was he'd like the events to be close to the township, so anyone who wants to join the rezoning meetings can easily walk to the meeting room. So that's his proposal, is now to have them in this parking lot. So I told him I would bring it up and we could discuss it.
Okay.
Have you thought? You want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Well, I personally am not for this. I mean, this is a meeting to, you know, it's a professional meeting to decide a case. And I don't want it to become a circus-like event of, you know, I don't know. It just, we've never done it before, and it just doesn't seem really appropriate. I don't care if he does it at Friendship Park. I don't care if he does it up at the school, but I don't think it should be on this lot. And again, we might have problems with the parking, and because we don't really have a lot of spaces here either. You know, sometimes we use the grass out front when it's not wet, but we don't know what the weather's going to be like. So that's my thoughts. I think he should do it at Friendship Park or the school.
Did he say what time?
Yes, do you remember?
He just like told me 2 or 3 hours
before
the meeting.
Yeah.
Before the meeting?
Yes.
Yeah. So like 3 to 6. The zoning one is at
7:30.
So like 4:30 to 7:30. So he, I did ask him about, you know, if he did it at Friendship Park, about trash receptacles and cleaning up, and, you know, because they didn't submit any plans with the request, and he said he would take care of all that. He would clean up afterwards, and he would bring his own trash cans. I don't know, sometimes I think the food trucks also bring trash receptacles, but I just need to know if we were going to be expected to take trash cans or something over there.
I think if we are going to allow them, I mean, we need to know those kind of things, like you're saying, as far as what time, and then maybe we ought to say if we were going to allow it, they need to be gone by a certain time in order for people to come in here and be able to park for the meetings. So, I don't know, I mean, typically I think people show up 15 minutes earlier than the meeting starts. So maybe they'd have to be gone half an hour before the meeting. So everything cleaned up, that way people can park.
So the other thing I asked him was how many people he was expecting, and he said he had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 food trucks is a lot of trucks. I mean, I don't even know where they park on this parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess they could. There's, okay, so I guess
so
we
would
have
the food
to...
trucks need to be gone?
Yeah, because I mean, you can't have the food parks taking up the parking spots plus everybody else just hanging out. You know what I mean? You need to have the parking lot cleared for people to be able to park for the meeting.
But what if you have a squad run? Mm-hmm. Can't block the engine bay doors.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say how this is going to benefit the community?
I don't know. Free food?
Is it free food?
That's what he said.
Expensive free food.
I don't know. I'm still against it. I think if he wants to have it at Friendship Park, I'm fine with that.
Winsome.
It's June 25th and July 14th are the 2 dates.
June 25th.
That's a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a meeting. Is there a BCA meeting?
Mm-hmm.
There's
Yeah, probably for this case.
Oh, yeah. Possibly. So there's a meeting that starts at 6:30 on that Thursday.
So they need to be gone by 6. I mean, that's just how I feel about it. But, I mean, he hasn't submitted any kind of plan as far as who they are, where they want to set up, how many people they expect, none of this stuff. So.
The application said, it said 2 to 3 trucks. And it had the hours in there as 3 hours before each meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when it was at Friendship Park. I mean, I can ask him these questions and then send it out to you guys, like get the answers and send it out.
Yeah, and there's probably more stuff to consider too. I'm just up here kind of spitballing stuff that I'm off the cuff thinking about. There may be a whole lot of other things that we're not considering that we should. I mean, the fire department is a perfect example. We're not going to park them right over here in front of the bay doors. And then, so that precludes a large portion of the parking lot.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. We don't have the parking here to put 3 food trucks. I mean, he said 2 to 3, so I got to assume 3, right? Because it could be 3 to put 3 food trucks plus all the cars that may come with it.
Okay.
I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem appropriate for a zoning meeting.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, it's not a party.
Yeah.
It's a case. So I will ask him those questions though and
okay.
Let you know what the answers are. Okay, next discussion meeting is the budget. So Rhonda printed us a what's currently in there. It's not in there, it's the one I handed you.
Oh.
I suggest we just delay this for now. We don't have much time. We have July 4th, 10 days before, right?
Mm-hmm.
By July 4th, we have to have a printed proposed budget sitting in the office, 2 copies, so the citizens can come in and look at it. But we are going to have to hold a special meeting to do interviews, so we could include it in that.
Okay. Yeah, because we're going to have a meeting before
then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the special meeting will happen before that.
Right.
So I can just delay this. And then I'll send out a note for dates for that special meeting. 2 interviews, and then we'll include this in it. Okay, next up are our action items. You want to read them?
Yeah. Resolution number 26-06-054 a resolution approving case ZA-02-26, a request from KFDR LLC to split a half-acre parcel from existing 15.283-acre parcel ID number A01-046200, located at 6445 US 40, and to rezone it from A2 to R1 AAA.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, I will second. Any discussion? So I have a little discussion. So I was asking the questions about the 1 acre because that's one of our tests, right? Is what can you do that still allows you to use it but not have a bunch of other things going on? Also, yes, you're close to Brandt, and those lots are typically 0.23 acres, although as you mentioned, a lot of the owners own two of them and the house straddles the two, which makes them roughly a half an acre. The lot right next to you is well over an acre. I don't remember what it was exactly, but I did look that up. So I do have some concerns there that, you know, it's a test. However, I sit up here constantly and say I want land preservation. So that's my discussion.
Okay.
You have anything?
No, I mean, I agree with all your points. I do feel, like Mr. Lynn said, as far as how it fits the look of Brandt, I get that it may not be the same size lot, but it does seem to be the same look, and I do think that there is some merit to that. And I also agree with your land preservation statement.
So if he comes to us and says he wants to carve off another half-acre lot,
mm-hmm.
the answer will be no.
it
will be no for me, assuming I'm still here. Okay.
Okay.
No further discussion. No. Call the vote, please.
Trustee Kamadick. Dick on her. Absent.
No, she's absent.
Okay.
So we'll just...
Trustee
I filled it in
Julie
for
Reese.
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries 2-0, so approval. So you will get a letter from you? I don't know, what's next? Kathy will contact you.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. So we still need to do the BZA.
Yes, the variance.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's all been applications submitted, I think.
Mm-hmm. So yes, by the way, in the resolution, I probably should have read this.
Yeah.
So this is the basically the resolve part, right? There's a further resolve that says, to be in compliance with current zoning regulations, one of the following two must occur as part of the split. The remaining acreage of the plus or minus 14.78 acres has to be rezoned from A2 to A1, or it has to be joined with your other parcel, which is 129 plus acres,
mm-hmm.
because it does not qualify to stay A2.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the conditions, and then the other is that the BZA things pass. Do we put that in there? I mean, we'll put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, contingent on the approval of minimum lot size variance, minimum road frontage, and side setback variances. So we probably should have talked about that joining because, or you have your
yeah.
choice. Either
yeah.
way, if you want it to stay a separate lot, just get it changed to A1. And the county, you know, the county will do all that, but you do have to have a survey to split it for the county. We should probably
yeah.
require that in the future.
Does it really matter as far as you guys are concerned?
Whether you join it or leave it?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me.
Probably do whatever's simplest, I suppose.
Yeah, simplest would probably be just to change it to A1.
Mm-hmm.
But since you have to do a survey anyhow, you know, I don't think it'd be that
yeah.
much more work to join it if you wanted to join it. But
yeah,
yeah, that's up to you, just so it comes in compliance.
Yeah, yeah, that was mentioned at the zoning.
Yeah, that would be your choice. Okay. Lost my place here. Okay, next resolution.
Resolution number 26-06-055, a resolution declaring the intention to levy a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation and requesting of the Miami County Auditor certifications under Ohio Revised Code Section 5705.03.
Okay, I will make a motion to approve this.
I'll second the motion.
A second, thank you. Discussion? So this resolution, all the resolutions are in your packet. This one's a lot of legal wording.
This is the for the fire department, right?
Yeah,
the 4.9.
Yeah, this, I mean, what's in here is what the attorney sent us. Mm-hmm. So basically, this is just our intent that we're going to go forward with this to get it on the ballot for November. As I said, as Josh said, it's 4.9 mil levy, and it will not produce new taxes. It's the same. It's just going as a straight renewal. So, yeah, the next one may not be the same. They're good for 5 years. We did not change that. The last one was 5 years. This one's also 5 years. But prices are going up, so this will probably get us through the next 5 years.
Didn't you say in the beginning it says it's 3.9 mil?
It should be 4.9.
Yeah, under item D, it says 3.9 mil.
Are you in the resolution itself?
On page 3.
No. Oh, yeah, sorry, that's a typo. 4.9.
It's currently 4.9?
It's
yes.
Currently 4.9.
Yeah, so this is a renewal.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions they want to ask? Okay, you have any more discussion?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, let's call the vote then.
Trustee Julie Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson?
Yes.
Motion carries 2-0. There will be another resolution to get it on the ballot. We have to do two. This is the legal path, right? So there will be another one at, I think, the next meeting. What comes back next is you saw it ask for the certification from the county. They give us back information about how much revenue it will raise, and so then it will go on the ballot after that. Okay, next resolution.
Resolution number 26-06-056, a resolution regulating the storage and accumulation of junk motor vehicles on private and public property within the unincorporated area of Bethel Township, Miami County, Ohio, pursuant to ORC sections 505.173 and 505.871.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion.
Okay, and I will second that. Any discussion? You want to talk to us about it?
Yeah, so this is one that we've been working on for a while. So this resolution, nothing in this resolution isn't anything that we don't already have the authority to do based on the Ohio Revised Code. This is just codifying it, putting it in one of our resolutions, saying that we, you know, this is the what we will follow when we have to deal with instances of junk motor vehicles on private property. So the ORC does give the township trustees an avenue to remove junk motor vehicles after a period of time and through various processes. This resolution outlines all of those. It would be for me to sit up here and just talk about it. It'd probably take me 15 minutes. But there is a process, there's a hearing, there are letters, all of that kind of stuff. But like I said, this isn't anything that we don't already have the authority to do. It's just we're putting it in a resolution. Any questions?
And we have to put it in a resolution because the sheriff cannot enforce it if we don't say we're going to do it, even though the ORC gives us the authority to do it. So, kind of crazy, but yeah. Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Julie Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson?
Yes.
Motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 26-06-057, a resolution repealing resolution number 05-07-172 and establishing updated procedures for the declaration of nuisance and abatement, control, and or removal of nuisance conditions on real property within the unincorporated area of Bethel Township, Miami County, Ohio, pursuant to ORC sections 505.87, 971.33, 971.34, and 5579.05.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion.
And I will second. Any discussion?
So this one's similar to junk motor vehicles. For a long time, we had a resolution. The one that Ms. Fortunato mentioned, that was adopted in 2005, and one in 2002. So those are fairly old, and the ORC has been updated since then. So this updates those by repealing them and replacing them with this, which is the current ORC definitions, etc. But it's similar to the junk vehicles in the sense that it allows us to clean up vegetation, abandoned or unused equipment, objects, furniture, appliances, etc. So really just properties that are nuisance properties that have a bunch of junk everywhere, we have the authority under the ORC to clean those properties up. And so same thing, there's a board process, letters, hearings, etc. And this is a resolution that codifies that.
Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Julie Rees?
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson?
Yes.
Motion carries 2-0. Next, please.
Resolution number 26-06-058, a resolution amending the fee schedule for the zoning department per section 519.12 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, and I will second. Any discussion?
You want me to?
Well, I mean, I already mentioned that we haven't revised it since 2017, and we also, in the process of updating the zoning code, we found several references in the zoning code for things saying there should be a fee, but we didn't have them on the fee schedule. So this is a more robust fee schedule. You'll see a lot of things have been added since the last one. The current one's on the website. You can go see it anytime. But we've added, like refined it and added some of those things that we didn't have before. And also, as Josh mentioned, the ORC has changed and added things and new things coming all the time. So, and this will help just recover costs for going out and processing the, you know, getting rid of the junk cars and the nuisance properties and the application fees, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we're not trying to hose the residents and make them pay a bunch of money for stuff. But I think what we have seen over 10 years since the last one, we do. So the zoning office does a lot of things that they're asked to do that don't have cost recovery fees attached to it. Additionally, we didn't really do a very good job of breaking out residential and commercial. And so when we compared our zoning fees to three other townships. And when we looked at those, you know, those townships did things a little bit differently. We kind of took what we liked from all three and kind of mixed some stuff together. And at the end of the day, I feel that this is a more equitable zoning fee schedule. You know, a industrial or commercial development that's a $400,000 to $500,000, you know, thing should probably pay a larger fee than somebody trying to put a shed in their backyard. So we've updated this fee schedule, I think it's more modern than what we had previously, and I think this will definitely capture a lot more of the cost associated with running the zoning department.
I agree. And thank you for doing all that legwork. Yeah. So we talked about these at the last meeting, but So we did get to review that, but Josh did all the research to find out what other townships were charging and what they had, so appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Julie Rees?
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson?
Yes.
Motion carries 2-0. Next.
Resolution number 26-05-059, a resolution directing the Planning and Zoning Department to initiate text amendment changes to the Bethel Township zoning resolution.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. I will second. Does it say 05 in it? You said 05, but did I mess up the resolution?
No, it does say 05.
Okay. So that's one change, is that'll be 06-059.
My copy says 06.
Yeah, she's reading the actual, so if you go to page 22, you'll see the actual resolution has 05, and that she can just correct it before we sign it, but.
Okay.
Any discussion?
You can discuss this.
I can discuss this one? Oh, yes, okay. So we've submitted two different versions of a proposed zoning text update to the county, and they were large, granted, but we were trying to get some things through that we have immediate need for, and it was just too much to get on the next meeting. So I went through the document, and Josh put a ton of work in those as well, so thanks for that. But just for this round, to narrow it down so that there hopefully isn't anything that they'll have a big issue with, of getting, again, new definitions in and some things that we need to move around. So I do the same kind of research where we go look at other townships, and I know Josh has done this too, Cam has done it. We go and look at other townships' resolutions and, you know, see. In fact, ours was based on another township when we started it. So we kind of go and look at those and see what they're doing. And so this is just basically a slimmed down version of the things that we thought were immediate need, and taking some things away that were permitted before and moving them to conditional use, which gives our BZA a little more control over some of these items. We have industrial properties in the township that are not all together. Sometimes they sit among residential. And so we call this spot zoning. It's leftover, we don't do it anymore. But a lot of times the industrial's next to residential. We don't want them to have a gas station on that property, right? I mean, just as an example, or we may not want to. But in ours, maybe that was permitted. So we've moved some things around. And so this is just a slimmed down version to get it through, and then it will be followed by more to come for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's down to, I think, 8 pages now.
Yeah.
So we'll see if the county likes this version. And then we'll send stuff, I guess, little by little from here on out. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, thanks for putting this together. I know it's not easy to kind of distill down all of that into, you know, the number of pages you have here. I agree with what you said. I think historically the zoning resolution has done a good job as far as, well, I mean, it's done what it's supposed to do as far on the residential side. I think for a long time residential agriculture, the zoning resolution does a fairly good job. It's on the industrial and the commercial side that it's, I would say, lacking in what we've seen over the past decade or more, is because the industrial and the commercial rules are so lax, people tend to, I don't want to say take advantage, but they know they can push the boundaries as far as, you know, putting certain things in places that, you know, you would think, hey, this doesn't really fit. So what we're trying to do is not tell people they can't do certain things, but have more requirements for doing those things to prevent gas stations and you know, besides 3 or 4 homes and that sort of thing. Not that we don't want a gas station, not that we don't want industrial properties, but they need to be in the right place and they need to fit the zoning correctly. And so I think that's what we're trying to get after now, is updating that.
And new definitions like barn dominium.
Yeah.
solar farms.
Solar, tiny home, all that kind of stuff. These are all things that we didn't have in there that, you know, that's, those are things. Hey, I'm gonna put a tiny home. It's still a home, a tiny home. So we have to update all of that stuff. That's all I have.
Okay. Call the vote, please.
Trustee Julie Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson?
Yes.
Motion carries 2-0. Okay, next.
Resolution number 26-06-060, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, I will second. Any comments? Any discussion?
No, I don't have anything.
So, yeah, for those of you that aren't normally here, so this last resolution is a list of all the payments we made in May. I mentioned before we published the receipts just for transparency. We do not have to approve those, but the payments, the trustees need to be aware of and say yes or no to those. So we also do this every month. If you wanted to see the payments that we made every single month, we do the list of those for the month, for the previous month. Any questions you have for Kathy and anyone?
No.
Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Julie Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson?
Yes.
Motion carries 2-0. Okay, next up, public comments on any topic?
Michelle Frager.
Frager.
The pace
Frager.
Yeah. It's okay. Michelle Frogner, 7105 South Hill Road. I just have a comment about the food trucks. This applicant on 40 and Wildcat, right?
Wildcat.
Seems to think he's very special. He was granted a special meeting. I was at that. Didn't seem to want to follow the rules then. And now he wants food trucks on your property, our property as a community. The optics look horrible. It sounds to me like a bribe. I'm with you. He wants to have it over at Friendship Park. Fine. But this is what the Romans did. They had circuses and bread to distract people from what was really going on. And this just sounds, as you said, very inappropriate. And I think that as a business, as representing community, we all need to be very concerned about the optics, because if he's going to set a precedent doing this here, regarding, you know, logistics are obvious, particularly with our fire station and calls and amount of people and parking and all that, what's next? So I'm hoping, I know I kind of, you can't say anything, but I'm just hoping that that's a no and he can have it over there and have, let's, this is business. Thank you.
Okay. Just one clarification though. It was not a special meeting for him. He wanted to have a special, or like a private meeting, but I explained the sunshine laws to him, and so he had to come to a meeting and participate in the hearing of the public. That happened to be a special meeting because it took that many meetings to convince him that we weren't going to do a private meeting, and that's the meeting he came to.
I apologize. I misspoke.
No, it's fine, but yeah, it wasn't a special meeting for him per se,
but
he did come.
To my knowledge, it had never been done before, because when we were fighting zoning years ago, we weren't granted any kind of special things either.
Right. Well, people, there are citizens that have come and spoken to the trustees. Bowman's came,
yeah.
But it was maybe before they put the application in. This is after.
Just let me say, I haven't been at that meeting. This gentleman wants special privileges. That is my observation.
Yeah.
This would be another special privilege, and it just, optics are horrible. So I'm sorry if I misspoke, but what I saw there was not somebody who wants to be a good neighbor, somebody who wants to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good point.
Anyone else want to speak in the hearing of the public? Okay. Next up then is announcements. So the County Planning Commission, as we mentioned before, is at 7 p.m. on June 16th. We do have cases on the agenda, the two that we mentioned, and maybe some zoning texts. June 19th is Juneteenth is observed, the township offices will be closed. June 25th is the BZA meeting and the Zoning Commission meeting. July 1st, we have the Historical Society meeting right here in this room every month on the first Wednesday. July 7th will be the trustee workshop meeting, and July 14th will be the trustee business meeting, which will also include the two zoning public hearings that we discussed earlier for the gas station and the property on Wildcat, and that's here at 6 o'clock. Anything else anybody wants to talk about?
Yeah, can I have one more?
You sure can.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure if anybody's here from Winter Hill. So we had, thank you. So, John, you asked me, you suggested that I look into the USDA loan. So I did that. I spoke with the director in Columbus, and we were able to get a meeting together. We had the county engineers, the office in Columbus. There was another lady on there from the USDA, too. I can't remember where she was. She's our local office, wherever that is. I can't remember.
Troy,
I believe, yeah. And then Kama and myself were on that call as well. And so we were able to listen to what they have to say. The engineers asked a lot of questions. I think the next step is I need to talk to the auditor to find out if the money itself that we can get through one of these long-term low-interest loans, if the county is able to use that to do what they would need to do, and who the actual applicant would be, whether or not that would be the township or that would need to be the county. So those were really the two big questions that came out of that meeting we had last week. I had my Air Force Guard drill this past weekend, so I've been busy trying to catch up yesterday and today. I'm going to try to call the auditor tomorrow to see if I can't get a meeting scheduled to kind of talk through some of that stuff with him. Another thing, there was a comment made about potential for, depending on income levels within Winter Hill, as far as maybe getting about $500,000 as a grant as opposed to a loan. So there are a lot of different.
So is that not dual? Like, I thought I was reading it where they can give you a loan and then they assess to grant you money against that loan to get the payments down. That was the way I read it. It was,
okay.
You know, they say, okay, you need $5 million.
Yep.
And then they look at the community and they say, okay, these guys can't pay that.
Yeah.
And they say, okay, here's some grant money to get your payment to where it works for everybody. But
right.
maybe they're independent, I don't know.
Yeah, because when the engineer, they kind of asked, like, hey, what's a rough number? And the engineer said $2 million. And then the gentleman said, well, you know, you could possibly get a grant up to $500,000. That would lower the entire price down to $1.5 million. So
yeah.
I don't know how the funding works.
Yeah.
You know, that I think that was more high level what they were talking about as opposed to in the weeds discussion.
That would help us back there with a lot of retirees, you know,
yeah.
Fixed income. So that would bring the income down. So
yeah.
What is this about? What
the hell? Oh, it's
drainage.
The pond back there.
You can also look into while you're there, Josh, the community development block grant that the county has.
Okay. Thank you. So that's positive. That's a positive thing as far as our discussion with them. And I'm not caught up on my emails, but I did see that the engineers were communicating back and forth with them over the past couple of days. So. Yeah, I'm hopeful that this might actually lead to us finding a funding mechanism that would actually help folks with a payment that they would be more comfortable with,
yeah.
As opposed to what we talked about previously.
Yeah, USDA is they're good people.
Yeah, and they seemed really willing to help us work through this application and figure everything out.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So thank you for that.
Yep, you're welcome.
That's all I have.
Then we need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. I will second that motion. Any discussion? Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Wilkinson?
Yes.
Trustee Reeve?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0. Time of adjournment will be 6:57 p.m. and we will stop the recording.